Five calls says it all. You're going to be the judge on if you think this is out of line or not. 1-800-330-9999. Raven, I went out to dinner on Saturday night, and it was like a pretty fancy restaurant. Actually, it was the first time I've put on a dress in a year since the pandemic started.
I mean, I'd say that's pretty fancy. That's an occasion, right?
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is you probably could wear nice jeans there, but I felt like I actually had somewhere to go. We had reservations. I wanted to be dressed up for the night. You
okay.
know?
Is this you and your husband or you and the family?
It's me and my husband. No kids. It's a date night.
Wow.
And we went with another couple. So this is a big deal. These things don't happen all that often.
No, they do not now.
So now I'm all dressed up. I'm wearing heels. It's like I almost forgot how to walk in heels at this point. I got my hair blown out. I got my makeup done. I'm feeling nice. It's a big grown-up night out. We walk into this restaurant, and it's pretty full for a COVID-packed night, you know? It's good, and it almost feels normal. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I've had a similar experience recently.
So we sit down at our table, and I smile, and I order my dirty martini, and then I look up, and then I look around, and then I realize this place is still decorated for Christmas. It still has the wreaths on the walls. It still has, like, all the garnishment, like, around the windows to celebrate the holidays.
Wow.
And it's not like the wreaths that, you know, sometimes it can go either way.
Right, right. Like, there's seasonal ones. I've seen, like, a fall wreath before.
Yeah. Those
type of, I mean, I think it's weird.
Nope.
Seems like an abundance of wreaths, but I've seen them.
Yep. These were, like, 6-foot massive Christmas wreaths with glitter and candles.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, no.
Was there one of those plastic Santas you sometimes see on a rooftop in there somewhere?
No, but it was a lot of like the
feels like
the bows and like the things like that.
Okay.
And I don't know why it bothered me so much, but as I'm like eating my fried calamari, I say to the table of my friends, I go, don't you guys think it's weird? And they were like, what? I go, don't you think it's weird that they have the Christmas wreaths up and they still have all the Christmas decorations up? I'm like, it's March. Like, what? Nobody thinks this is weird? And they kind of shrugged it off because it was certainly one of those things that only stuck with me. But I think it's because I was staring directly at the pair of wreaths that were right in front of my vision.
I think it's not really, though, just a couple weeks before Christmas. It's a seasonal thing, right? If it's still cold in areas, they can just embrace Christmas until it's completely summertime.
I think the only time you can get away with still having your holiday decorations up at this point, and this is the only time I think is okay, is if you have a military member of your family serving overseas and you're waiting for them to come home and you're saving Christmas for them.
Right,
that's
right.
Literally it.
None of the kids get to open a gift or anything like that. The Christmas PJs are still sitting somewhere under the tree that it's actually a fire hazard at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I the only other exception being if they just reopened, right? Pandemic time.
No, like, take
open.
It down.
It was so great to see you guys.
No.
Didn't get a chance to do it yet.
No. I mean, Martin Luther King Day is the cutoff. Take your decorations down. What do you think? It's March. They still have their holiday decorations up. Is it beautiful and nice, or is it just strange? Like, take them down. Five calls says it all. You're going to vote. 1-800-330-9999. I'm not a Grinch. I'm not. I love the holidays. It's like one of my favorite times of year. But when it's over, it's over. I'm one of those people that it's like the day after Christmas tree comes down, pack everything away, take the lights off the house. We'll see you next year, buddy.
I can't stand that, and I also cannot stand when people immediately pick up the wrapping paper. Let me wallow in this wrapping paper.
Nope.
Let me roll around in this bow of joy. Let me do that.
Nope.
They're there with the trash bag immediately. Like, why wrap it if that's how we're going
to
live?
My OCD can't handle that, Raven. I have to immediately put everything away. Over the weekend, I went to a restaurant, and it was like the first time I'd been really dressed up. It was a fancier restaurant, and I didn't have the kids, so again, this is a rare occasion, and I walk in, and it's still decorated for Christmas. It's March now. There was big wreaths. It wasn't like the, you know, sometimes they have wreaths that can go either way. These wreaths weren't going either way. These were Christmas wreaths with candles. There was garnish. There was garland. And I said, am I in make-believe world right now? Like, this is a busy, nice restaurant. This isn't a place that just opened again last week because of COVID.
Rudolph centerpiece would have been a nice touch.
Mm.
But that was absent, at least.
Five calls says it all. What do you think? Is it nice that they still have their holiday day decorations up, or is it just weird? Hey, Anna and Raven.
I think take it down. You are being lazy.
Agreed.
What if you don't have anything to put in that spot? Like, a 6-foot wreath is really big. What do we put there? Like,
nothing. It's a wall in a restaurant. You don't need to put something there.
Well, maybe if we had a wagon wheel or something. I mean, A pool inflatable.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five calls says it all. What do you think?
Yeah, take them down. It's almost springtime. I mean, we need to embrace the springtime. It's time.
What if there was a jolly old Saint Nick just with the rosy cheeks and a rosy nose staring you in the face?
Nope.
One of those hard plastic ones where you stick the light bulb up in his backside.
And on Raven, Five Call says it all. What do you think?
I think take those reeds down. Get up on a ladder and take them down yourself.
Imagine.
Awful.
Imagine I climbed up on the chair that was directly underneath the wreath, and I just grabbed it in the middle of the restaurant, and I flung it like a frisbee, and it went right around somebody's wine glass.
First time you were wearing heels in a year and a dress, you probably would have flown out the window by
true.
Accident.
That's right. Actually accurate.
Would have ejected.
And on Raven, Five Call says it all. What do you think?
Unless you're going to decorate it according to the next holiday, like it's March, put some pot of gold and shamrocks on it, it's fine. Otherwise, take it down.
Yep.
Huh.
Thank
Easter
you.
Easter would have been fine, like a large Easter bunny creepily staring you in the face.
It's not really that kind of restaurant. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five Calls says it all. What do you think?
Hi. Well, first of all, I think it's okay, and I'll tell you why. I think they're trying to keep the spirit up because of COVID, and I don't think it would be a problem for me or a lot of people just because of that. It wouldn't bother us.
What is your favorite Christmas song?
White Christmas.
All right, can you sing some of it for me right now? I'd like to get back in the spirit, please.
Actually, I can't. I have asthma. I'm a little cold.
Oh, don't blame it on your asthma. Come on, girl. That's a cop out.
She doesn't want to sing.
You left me hanging over asthma. Come on.
All right, so the final tally. Five Calls says it all. Four people said, it's weird. Take your Christmas decorations down from the restaurant walls. One person said, jingle all the way.
And wouldn't still sing for me. Denied me my joy.
Yep.